What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Back here on Darren Donica and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game on this Friday afternoon. And thank God our guest is on the line with us. The last segment will not be on the best of Darren Donica and Chase anytime soon. And calling in is Daquan Jones of the Titans. He's on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Save us.
Daquan, save the show, man. Thank you for calling in.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
We had to stall last segment. It was not our best work. I'll just leave it at that. We had Steve Watterson on in the last hour, and we had a really good conversation with him. And just, you know, obviously his longevity with the organization, spanning many decades. Mm-hmm. And we were told that you worked with Steve Watterson about your balance. Did you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Tell us about it.
You know, came in one summer and, you know, me and him were just going after it as far as the workouts and coming up with new type of things. And he goes, you should try to do this, this like core balance workout. And it was like, you know, balancing on this board and, flipping Gatorade bottles, we're trying to balance on it and doing squats. And it was a very challenging thing to learn, but, you know, it really helped pay off in the long run, I believe.
Was that the first time anybody had ever presented something like that to you?
I mean, yeah, that's something, you know, you might see skill guys do it, but, you know, D linemen really working on balance and stuff like that as the main focus of a workout. I just never seen it, and I've never really done it while training, so it was the first time for me.
Were you able to master it, or was it tough?
Yeah, no, I got pretty good at it.
Yeah,
I'm even now, I'm still pretty comfortable on that board, and doing some stuff here and there to keep up. It's one of the things that I kept in my routines since he left. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Do you feel like it's helped you in certain areas? If so, how?
I mean, yeah. I mean, just like, you know, you find yourself in a game of when you get like these bump blocks and bump reach blocks, and I mean, you're tilting over there on one leg, but, you know, not being able to, you know, fully tank over. You see, watch film and people getting thrown to the ground and bumped over out of there, and I feel like it kind of helps me keep my center of gravity on these scoop blocks and double teams.
Seeing Jarrell Casey work every day, you spent many years with him. I know he's now in Denver. You saw the first week of the season. What did you learn from Jarrell Casey, a guy like Jarrell?
Just doing the little things and doing a little more. I mean, he taught me coming in here, you know, work out in the course of the season. I mean, you're in the top shape the first couple of weeks. And then you kind of lose it as the course of the season goes. So just keeping up on your cardio and doing more cardio workouts throughout the year, and find a time to go running by yourself or running either before or after a workout, just to keep you wind up and stay in shape for the whole season. So stuff like that just really helped me as a pro, and, you know, stuff I still do now.
What about the young guy, Big Jeff, as you guys call him, Jeffrey Simmons? What have you seen out of him early on in his career?
I mean, he's just a guy who has a lot of energy, and he shows up to work every day, excited to be here. And when you go in that field, I mean, he really lets his personality show. I mean, that's who he is, and he's a high motor guy. I mean, a big guy, being that big and be able to move that fast in open space and hawk guys down is so impressive. And I just been, you know, love having him around, and love feeding off him and making each other better.
We were talking on the show this week, Daquan, about scoring is way up in the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the season, and kind of, you know, why? You know, is it because of the unusual circumstances, no preseason, you know, a weird off season? Well, one of the other factors in this that we threw into the pile of why this could be happening is they're not calling penalties, and in particular, they're not calling holding penalties from offensive linemen. It's way, way down. In fact, there's been very few through the first 2 weeks. Are you seeing that as a player? Do you feel like offensive lines are getting away with a little bit more than in the past, or no?
You know, for me, I mean, I've always told that O linemen don't hold in the league. I mean, so I play in the trenches, so I don't really, you know, bother myself for holding and stuff like that. I mean, you know, my job is to go out there and try to knock another grown man back and shut off and make plays. So I really, you know, for me in my position, I really don't focus too much on it. Maybe on the edge more, I can see that being a problem. But for me inside, it's, you know, there's no such thing as holding when you're inside the trenches. So for me, I really see no real difference.
Take us, speaking of the trenches, take us to the 1 yard line. You guys have had a lot of plays where the team is right there at the, you know, at the doorstep of the goal line, and you guys have done an incredible job of stuffing teams and not letting them in. What is that like, and why have you guys been able to be so successful at the goal line?
I mean, you got to take you know, pride in that. You know, when a team get down in the red zone, you don't want them down there anyway. But when they get down there, you got to keep them out, and you got to pride yourself, especially don't let them run it in. Something that we take pride in real seriously here, and we don't want them to run the ball in, so we go out there and the jungle rules, you know what I mean? It's knock the guy back in front of you and see how far you're back and get in their backfield and make a play. And we've been doing a heck of a job of that, I feel like, the last couple of years, and see, I continue to do it.
Daquan Jones is with us, Titans defensive lineman, as they take on the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, as a part of our job, Daquan, we look at the opponent. We talk about the other team, and Minnesota coming in at 0-2. I know that, you know, you can't take everything away from the record. When you guys have done your work this week looking at them, knowing the injuries that they have, what do you see out of your opponent come Sunday?
I mean, they're a very well-coached football team, and, you know, their offense, they work really well together as far as the interior. It's going to be a hard-fought game, man, and I think we know what we're getting ourselves into. I mean, they're down right now 0-2, and we know the juice is going to be flowing. They're going to get back on track, so we're going to get their best game of football. So we just got to go out there and play our game and make sure that we're fundamentally sound and doing our job and our details to the play and execute, and I think we'll be all right.
What do you see out of Dalvin Cook in their run game?
I mean, he's a hard runner. I mean, the first guy isn't going to get him down, so we got to make sure we do a good job in getting all 11 halves to the ball. I mean, knocking the guy back, shed the block, and get to the ball, and I feel like we'll be all right. We just can't let one person tackle.
With some of these young guys and the unique year that we have in the NFL of not having the mini camps and obviously preseason, what have you been able to see out of some of your rookies, and how have you been able to help them get acclimated to the world of the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very impressed with how, you know, they picked up stuff mentally. You know, the repetition and stuff like that, you know, it's going to take a while. We didn't get to have mini camp and stuff like that where you can sit there and drill the play and do that stuff over and over again. But I feel like everyone is you know, catching on pretty quickly and executing, and we just got to do a good job of maintaining that throughout the year, because that's really going to help teams move on.
We're talking to Daquan Jones, defensive lineman for the Titans. They've got the big game against the Vikings. Daquan, we hear this terminology a lot for Gary Kubiak, and there's a lot of people that teach it, but the zone blocking scheme that the running game, so many good running teams have used over the years to be effective. What's the easiest way to explain how that works, why it's effective, and what you have to do to be successful against it?
I mean, they get you running sideways. I mean, if you're O-line and you can get a D-lineman to turn his shoulder to run sidelines, run to the sideline, you open up seams in a run game and give the running back, you know, any really choice he wants to cut back. So, you know, our job is to go out there and play with square shoulders and get knocked back and make sure we set a edge wall and make sure we swarm. So we go out there and do that, I think we'll be fine.
All right, Daquan, I noticed you're on the website here. We've got favorite movie, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Now, there's been like 20-something Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I've got a teenage son. I've probably seen a half to two-thirds of them. So why is that particular one the best Marvel movie? Give us the movie review there.
I mean, I don't know. For me, I just feel like I gravitate toward that one more. I mean, I think I like the fact how there's like a little divide there, and then they come together at the end. I mean, I kind of like to see, you know, I'm a big Marvel guy. I'm into that stuff, and to see, you know, all the characters come together, and they show differences, and then, you know, at the end, finally come together for a greater cause. So I think that's pretty cool, and I think that's why I like that one the most.
That's a good theme. Now, I think we need a springboard. Darren's got a young son, but he has not gotten into the Marvel movies at all. His son is 8, so I feel like we've got to turn the light on. Daquan, can you help my man out here a little bit? This is good stuff. These are life lessons here, right?
Tell me how to get him off Fortnite, and that's
yeah. I mean, I feel like you know, a lot of these movies teach. I feel like life lessons, and you can watch any of them and pick. Some quotes from any character, really. And for me, you know, I go back to watching, like, stuff like this and anime for me as a kid. It's like a safe haven for me. And they're going back and you hear some of these guys talk, and, you know, the famous one, you go to even Superman about, you know, great power coming great responsibility and stuff like that. It's like, you know, it really teaches you, with any type of, I guess, light you get in the world or any type of achievement you get, you got to learn how to handle that and be a pro about it, you know what I mean, and not get too big and caught up in the moment and be able to be humble and come back to your roots at times. So I feel like these movies kind of, you know, they're in there in different ways, but I feel like they help send that message across to the youth.
See, Darren, this is what he's speaking my language. This is exactly how I feel. Daquan and I are on the same page.
Hey, you're selling me. We got to figure out how to sell my son. That's you've sold me. By the way,
Daquan, congratulations to you, because I couldn't sell it, but you sold it well, and now Darren could be on board. There's hope.
I mean, he's quoting the movies, Willie. He sold it way better than you did.
Marvel movies are awesome.
Who would you play, Daquan? By the way, if you could, let's end with that. Who would you be?
Thor.
You'd be Thor, okay.
I like Thor a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. No arguments there. Hey, go get them in Minnesota. Let's talk about a 3-0 start on Monday. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That is Daquan Jones. Good stuff from him, and indeed a noon kickoff up in Minnesota taking on the Vikings on Sunday. We'll come back. Lee Sterling and pick six next.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.